Sikha we will be learning is in Parsha Vayikra, look at the Sikha's Chedek Chav Zayin, the first Sikha to the Parsha. In Hilchas Maisa HaKarbonis, Paskin the Rambam Paskins in the Halachas of Maisa HaKarbonis, concerning a person who makes a neder of bringing a korban. Certain Karbonis are Karbonis Cheva, Karbonis that the person is obligated to bring for whatever reason. But then there is a neder person could donate. Sometimes it's called a neder, sometimes it's called a nedava, depends which way he says it. But anyway, there is a concept of donating a korban. So when a person says, makes a neder, that I will bring this and this type of korban, he has to bring that korban in order to fulfill his neder. Like the Pasuk says, Meitzes v'secha tishman, as everyone will bring later, it says you should keep the words of your mouth. Vasisa kashen nadarta, you should do like you vowed, like you promised. So you have to keep your promise. So there's a din of making a promise to make an edit, and you have to fulfill, do it exactly as you said. What happens if a person is neder godel? He makes a neder to bring a korban, a big one, the heavy cotton, and he brought a small one instead. Le yotza is not yetzi. He didn't fulfill his obligation because he made a neder to bring a big one, and he didn't bring it. He brought a small one. What happens if the opposite? Cotton, heavy godel, if he promised to bring a small animal as a korban, and he brought a big one, Yotze, he is Yotze, he did fulfill. The Rambam being given an example. Keitzat, for instance, Omar Areya la Eilo Shlomim. If a person said, I promise to bring a korban Eilo or a korban Shlomim, Kebes, a sheep. Eilo is a type of korban that a person could donate. A Shlomim is a type of korban a person could donate. There are different types of korbanos, but these are things you could donate. And he said, I promise to bring an Eilo and a Shlomim, a sheep. The heavy ayil, and he brought a ram. Ram is bigger. A shenoder egel, or he made a net that he's going to bring a calf. The heavy sheir, and he brought an ox. Or he said gdi, the heavy soyer. I'll bring a goat, and he brought a soyer, which is a big goat. Yotze is yotze. They're mocking from the Iber Rambam is beyond getzich in the Kesem Mishnah, the Mishnah Menachos. The source of the Rambam is, as the Kesem Mishnah, the commentary on the Rambam, mentions that where does this come from? Where did the Rambam get his din? From a Mishnah in Menachos. What does the Mishnah say? This is exactly what the Mishnah says. Vazog, the Mishnah says, Aneder godel behavi koten, v'kula amul yotza. If a person makes a neder, I'll bring a bigger korban, and he brought a smaller one, everyone agrees. There's no argument. Everyone agrees he's not yetz. He didn't fulfill his obligation. But koten behavi godel, if he promised to bring a small one, and he brought a big one, here is a machlekes. Here is an argument. Like the Rabbana yotza, the Rabbana say, that it's enough, you did fulfill your obligation. Rebbe says he did not fulfill his obligation. When the Rambam passed with the Rabbon, and the Rambam who said that you are Yetze, if you promised a small and you bring a big, you are Yetze, he passed like the Rabbon. When the Rebbe, by the way, adds, why did the Rambam bring examples? The Mishnah didn't bring examples. So the Rebbe says, the Rambam bring the Dugmoyes. Rama gives an example that he promised a keves, he promised a sheep and he brought a ram. He promised the eagle and the heavy sheir. He promised a calf and he brought an ox. Gdi heavy soyer. He promised a goat and he brought a bigger goat. Why does the Rambam give these examples? Also to teach us a din. While the Rambam paskant, ados was kot and heavy goat liotze, it was blaze from bay designer from minechot. This din that if you promised a small one, you brought a big one, you are yetze is only if they're both the same kind. If he brought two different kinds, he promised a small one, and he brought a bigger one, but from a different kind, then that you're not Yetze, because it's a different kind. That's not the kind that you said. Later, the Rambam says it clearly. So the Rambam gives an example that if it's the same kind, but you promised a smaller one, you brought a bigger one, you are Yetze. We have to understand, we need an explanation. How does he fulfill his obligation? When he brings an ayal, for instance, he brings a ram, when he said, I'll bring a korban, eilo shlomim, a sheep, how could it be yetzah? There is the commandment of Hashem, whatever comes out from your lips, you have to keep. And you should do as you promised. Since he said a small one, for instance, he said, I'm going to bring a sheep. You have to keep your promise. Like the Pasuk says, you shall do as you promised. So if he said a sheep, small one, and he brings a bigger one, like Ayel b'makim keves, he brings a ram instead of a keves, a sheep. He didn't do what he promised. And they're two seemingly two different, they're not to mean him, but they're two different things. And the Rebbe in Ora 9 brings the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gabe, a different din. It says, Tlev and Nasa idol, if a person stole a sheep and it became an ayil, or he stole an egel, a calf, and he became a sheir, that's called a change. The Gemara there talks about if he could keep it and just pay the money, or has to give it back, there was a change, he doesn't actually have to give. But anyway, the Gemara uses this as an example that called the change. So we see from there that a sheep is not a ram. A kevish is not an ayil. So how could he, could the halacha be, how could the Rabbanan hold on the Rambam Paskins that you are Yetzer? So there are two ways that Rebbe says how you could explain the svara of the Rabbanan. Number one, Misala Gavra. One is connected to the person who made the neder. There's two things. There's always, like in a case like this, there is a person involved and the object that he is involved about. So looking from this perspective of the person, so we could say like this, B'shasarot neidik v'nakotin, when the person makes a neder that he's going to bring a small animal, we assume he didn't mean that he should bring a small one and not a big one. Not as I'll bring a nitveinik edefuni. What he meant, we assume, is he shouldn't bring less than the small one. And what gemeint as I'll bring the chalapochas akotin. When he said I bring a cotton, he meant I should bring at least that. When the ribber when they bring them godel. So therefore, if he brings the big ones, he fulfills his neder. Because he meant that too. In other words, when a person says a small one, we assume that he meant the big one too. And that's why the Rabbanan hold, you're Yetzer, because you did what you meant. And the second explanation, to explain the reason why you're Yetzer, is mitzad hachefze, looking from the object, from the animal. Not like we said before. This way is a different way. Really, when a person says, I'll bring a sheep, he meant a sheep and not an isle. He meant a small one. So why is he Yetzer? The Baldo Beraz Yesh Bechlal Merubah Mut, it's a lotion of Rashi and Menoches, that Bechlal, generally, Yesh Bechlal means included in the more is the less. Al Derech Yesh Bechlal my Simon, like there's an expression that in 200 there's 100. Let's say if a person promises to give 100 to somebody, whatever the case is, and he gives them 200, does that consider that he fulfilled what he said? Sure it is. Because within 200, there is 100. So he gave 100. He gave the 100 plus. Same thing here. Yesh bechlal merubah mu'ut. In the bigger one, in the more, there is the less. So when you have the bigger animal, you have the smaller one there, plus you have it more. He's even a brengt a godel. If he brings the bigger one, a ayel b'mokim kevish gates, but he brings a ram instead of a sheep, is in them nichol lakotn. So he did bring the sheep. He brought what he promised, but he just added. Is miskayim nitre, so he fulfilled his neder. So these are two ways to explain the svara, why if he said, I'll bring a small one, and you brought a big one, you're Yetzer. But the Rebbe says, Shizobin, it must be, this is not good enough answer. This is going to be a little bit complicated, why it's not a good answer. The Rebbe means like this. Man machleik ezu ezeir dofrir in the Mishnah b'Menachos. Some similar to this argument, there's another argument in Menachos, which is based on the same idea. What does it say there? Say like this. A person, when he promises to bring a korban mincha, mincha is a korban made of flour. Flour you put in oil. So the minimum shear is a nisorin. A nisorin amount of flour, which is the shear of a nisorin. The maximum that we can bring in one, as one mincha, is 60 esreinus. Now the thing is, if someone said, I will bring a mincha with a certain amount of Yisreinim, of flour. He has to bring that amount. Let's say if he said, I'm going to bring with 10 Yisreinim. He has to bring 10 Yisreinim. If he brings less, he's not Yetzer. What happens if a person says, Pirashti mincha shel Yisreinim, I made a neder and I specified, I'm making a neder with a certain amount of how much Yisreinim is going to be. But any idea come at Pirashti. But I don't know. I don't remember what I said. So what should he do? So he has to do enough that for sure he will have brought what he promised. So it says, Yavi Shishim Asorin. Let him bring 60. If he brings 60, no matter what he said. If he said 10, well, in the 60 is included 10. So he brought 10. If he said 50, so if he brings 60, the first opinion says, if he brings 60, then he's Yetzer. Rebbe says, Yavi Menoche Shel Asreinis Mechad Shishim. He has to bring one Minchof with one Asorin, another mincha with two esreinim, a third mincha with three, a fourth with four, etc. The fifth, the tenth with 10, is to bring up to 60. There's so many korban he has to bring. Why? What's the reason why he says you're not Yetzer if you bring one of 60? But tamach like Musa bring the Gemara Kamadei. The Gemara says different opinions. What the reason of the argument? Why the Chachamim hold that you just bring 60 and automatically it includes whatever you said, and the Rebbe says not. So different opinions, but Lapsof at the end, the Gemara says, Das Rav Ashi explains what is the reason for the Machlekes. What are they arguing about? The same Machlekes as we said before. Machlekes is Bekotten Vehevi Godel Kemiflege. They're arguing this concept. If you promise a small one and you bring a big one, are you Yetze? Rabbonah Sov Rekotten Vehevi Godel Yotze. The Rabbonah hold. Like we said in the Mishnah we mentioned before, if you promise a small one, you bring a big one, you're Yetze. And that's the exact case here too. The Zeh too. This also, this is going to be the Loshon of Rashi. Here, according to the Rabbonah, if you bring 60, so how much ever you said, you'll be Yetzer. Let's say, he gives an example. Let's say you promise, we don't remember, he doesn't remember, but let's say he promised 3, and he brings 5. You're Yetzer because you brought, like we said before, you say small and you bring a bigger, you're Yetzer. And Rebbe Sober Leyotzer, Rebbe holds that if, like we said before, if you promise a big one, you bring a small one, you're not Yetzer here too. What's going to gain? You're going to bring 60, but maybe you promise 50. And when you promise the smaller amount and you bring the bigger amount, you're not Yetzer, according to Rebbe. That's why you're not Yetzer. The Gemara is Mamshech. The Gemara there explains, if look at Bechodesim, the Gemara asks, why do they have to argue in these two places? They argued in the Gay at the Korban. When you said a small one and you brought a big one, if you're Yetzer or not, Rebbe says you're not, and Rabbana says you are. Now you're arguing the same Machlekes. When you promised a certain amount of flour and you're going to bring the bigger one, it's the same Machlekes. Rabbana hold your Yetzer, and the Rebbe says not. But none, the Gemara says it's the same thing. They said the Mishnah, Kotten Rebbe Godel Yotzer, Rebbe Emer Leyotzer. The Mishnah recorded. So the same Mishnah that says in the Mishnah, Kotten, that he said a Kotten and he brought a Godel. You're Yetzer, Rebbe says you're not Yetzer. And the Gemara answered, the Gemara says no Tzricha. We need to tell them both. And the Gemara explains why if we'd say one of the two cases, we wouldn't automatically know the other. We would have found a difference. Maybe that if you say one case, the other one is different. The Gemara explains like this. The Eat, Mebaho, by Menoches. When it says, if the Torah, the din would have been written just by the Korb Mincha that he brought, he promised a smaller amount of Yisora and he brings a bigger one, I would think, but how come a Rabbanan, maybe over here the Rabbanan, your Yetzer, for a different reason. Because after all, the amount that goes on the Mizbeach is the same. If you bring a Mincha of 60 Esreinim and a Mincha of 2 Esreinim or 1, there's only one handful of the flour that goes on the Mizbeach. So here you would say, the reason why the Rabbanan hold, if you set a smaller amount and you bring a bigger amount, your Yetzer, because after all, the Mizbeach gets the same, whichever way it is. Like Rashi says, whether it's a big one or a small one, a bigger mincha or a smaller mincha, there is only one kemetz. So I would know, so I would say, maybe that's why the Rabbanan say your Yetzer, even if you brought more. I will hosam, but in the case of the korban, you said a small one, you bring a big one. The konafisha, amen, now, the bigger korban has more emer. Emer are the fats that goes on the mizbeach. So the bigger one, you will bring a different amount of fats to the mizbeach. Emer made a little rebbe. Maybe, I would think, maybe they agree to rebbe because it's different. Emer in the godel, Rashi said in the fishim in the cotton, the emer of a godel, of a bigger korban, has more than the small one. Vikele meimer, so I would be able to think, leyoch another. He only made a nether for a smaller amount of emer, not for the bigger one. So I would think, maybe here the Rabbanan hold, you're not Yetzer. Then if he's Emer in the day, because there's more Emer in. So therefore, it's not enough if we would say Benegeya the Korban Mincha, that from that we understand automatically for the Korban, the animal Korban, because I would think by Mincha Sof Kosov, it's all the same, the one Kemetz. And by the Korban of the animal, there is a difference. This is more. Now, Yitmer by he, by Karbonis. If, on the other hand, it would say only by the Karbonis, I would say the same thing, but the opposite direction. By here, I would think, Kam Yerebe. I would think, no, Rebbe says over there, you're not Yetzer. For the same reason we said before. Maybe he says you're not Yetzer because there is a difference. There is more Emerim. Ava Baha, by the Menoches, by the Kor Mincha, Emer made the Rabbanan, where there is the same Kemetz in both. I would think maybe Rebbe is made it. Tzricha, that's why he has to tell us both. But what does it come out from here? Since we see there is a Svorek, there is an idea, thought, the Kivan Emerin, the Godel Nefisha with the Kotna, the Ikel Emer Leoch another. Since there is more Emerin, more fats in the bigger one than the small, I would think that that's not what he meant. And that's why there's a Svara that you are not Yetzer, even according to Rabbanon. Umizok, Tintabachal Merubemuit. Obviously, how could he say such a Svara that the bigger one has more? And Bemela, it's a reason not to be Yetzer, maybe. But the more includes the little. So we see from there, from this Gemara, that we don't accept this Svara, that the bigger one includes the little one. So the first Svara that we said, the second Svara, I mean, that we said, why the Rabbanan hold by the Korban? If he's promised a small one, you bring a bigger one, you're Yetzer. So we said the Svara, because if you bring the bigger one, it includes the smaller one. But here we see not like that. Here we see that the Gemara gives a Svara that the fact that there's more Korbanas, it's the reason why that's not included. That shows that the Gemara goes with the logic that we do not say bechlal merube mu'ud, that included in the bigger one is a small one. Is nit mistava, since the Gemara says that svara, it doesn't sound right to zogun to say a later maskon is a chiddush betam adin for vaskotn veivigodl yotzeval bechlal merube mu'ud. So we say lepeil mamish the rabbanan do say. So it changes the din. We said there's a svara not because it's more. And the end will be, no, we don't care. More is the same as little. The little one is included in the more. We don't say that. So it's hard to say that when they came to the Machkan, the Gemara changed. And the Gemara says no. So it's hard to say that the reason why the Rabbanan hold that your Yetzer, if you promise a small one and you gave a big one, because in the big one is included the small one. We see we don't look at it that way. Because then the same thing with Badeimanin. You give more aim, so what's the problem? We say it's a Svara not to be Yetzer because it's more. But what's wrong? The less is included in more. Assuming the Gemara doesn't hold it. That's why the second Svara is not accepted. Not so clear. It also is not smooth, not simple to say that when the Gemara makes the tzricha, say why we need both, as the gavra hochinoder, and we're going to say maybe the maskona, maybe the reason is we said in the first way, because when he donated a small one, he didn't mean dafke small, he meant at least a small. And maybe that's what the Gemara is trying to say, why the din taka here is that the Rabbanan hold your Yetzer. It's hard to say that b'meila, that this is included in what you thought. Have you mean it's not included? It is included. Then dvarim shebepiv zanilita zeh. If l'peil, he said a small one. So why would we think that when he says, when he brings a bigger one, the small one is included in his machshava? The first pshat is not included in it. It's in his machshava. He meant the, he didn't say that. He said, I'm going to bring the small one and bring a keves. Why would an ayel be included? So it's not a simple svara to say, even though the Lashon is, we would think hochenoder that he was made a neder, this is what he meant in this neder, but it's hard to say when a person did not say it, why would you think that that's included? In other words, basically the second, the last thing that we just learned is to ask Akasha in the first shot that why are you Yetzer? Because probably he meant that too. Why would we say that? Probably he meant it. When he said Kevis, why would he think he meant also a bigger one? It's not so simple to say such a word. So we're back to the Shaila. What's the reason why the Rabbanan hold when he said small and he brings bigger? Yetzer. Why are you Yetzer? That's not, he's not fulfilling what he promised. Not the exact same thing. Another kasha that I was going to ask. Like Beide Fanimilal, according to both explanations we gave before, why the Rabbanan, the Rambam Paskins, that if you said small, you bring bigger Yetzer, the two ways. One is that at the Gavret Mechatchila Normag Given Ashir Lamata, that the person who said it never meant only small, he meant at least small. Or the other beer, Yesh Bechlal Merube Mu'ud, that when he took a man small, but when he brings a big one, it includes the small one. These two, if you learn that's the Pshat, is Mistaber Lemer, Abishas Neder, Kot, Megan Lechatchila Bringer Agodel. So if that's what we say, whichever two Pshat we say, he should be able to do it Lechatchila. If we say he meant a bit, also a big one, so why can't he bring a big one? Or if we say that the small one is included in the big one, so why can't he bring a big one? Okay, maybe Taki you could. But the Rebbe is going to show that when the Rambam is mashma, that lechatchila you can't. And not only that, the Rebbe says, if lechatchila you could bring the bigger one, then you should bring the bigger one. Not only you could lechatchila, you should. The Rebbe explains why. Kibal, since the Rambam says, as a reitzel, if someone wants to be zeiche, wants to merit, yokev yitzre ara, he should bend his yitzre hore. The Yarchiv Yodi, and he should widen, broaden his hand. The Yovik Karbonim and Ayofa Meshuvach Beyesa Shabes Amin. When he brings a korban, he should bring the best, the nicest, the best of that kind that he promised. Sheyovim Men, and the one that he promised to bring, should bring the best. I remember, but like it says in Teira, Hevel Hevig Amum Bchedes Seinim Echalbein. Hevel, who brought the korban, and Davishter accepted it. He brought from the best, from the fattest. So we see that you should bring from the best. The Chayin Emer, another pasuk says, Kol Chaylev Lashem. All fats is an expression of good, all good things. When you give to Hashem, you should bring the best. Nochmer, that's when you get other things, it says. Any mitzvah you do should be from the nicest. But the Rambam says even more, not the Rambam, the Pasuk. Concerning a korban, it says a clear Pasuk. We shall bring mifcha nidreichem. You should bring the best of your promises. So since you're, if you're able to bring good, you should bring, that's the right thing to do. He say, if we're going to accept these two svaras we said before, darf l'choro iskumen should come out, aben no der kotin, so chathila darf rakapon kedai, akapon kedai, as we'll bring a goitom, sa kuchel of Hashem. Since there's no reason not to, because or he meant the big one too, or the big one includes the small one, so he could bring a chatchila. If he brings, if he's able to bring it lechatchila, it means, and so it should be better to bring lechatchila. And the Rambam says, when it comes to a korban, you should bring the best. So the din should be that if you make a neder for a korban, for a cotton, for a small one, you should bring a big one. A kaponim it would be worthwhile, but it's not mashma like that from the Rambam. But from Pashtas Loshna Rambam, from the way the Loshna of the Rambam is cotton, the heavy godel yotza. The Rambam says, if it's a, you said like a small one, you bring a big one, you're Yetzer. By saying you're Yetzer, I'll skip the parentheses for a moment. Is mashme ados is nitken din lechatchila. It's mashme that's not that you could do lechatchila. Nor blaze abediyevet. If you did it, Yotzer, you're Yetzer. That's what Yotzer means. And the Rambam, the Rebbe says in the parentheses, doesn't even say afilu nitvi erzok tvaite legab nedover. The Rambam legab nedover, there's a special din with the Loshna Mishnah. The Mishnah says im noder keves. If a person made a neder, made a promise to bring a keves, a sheep, the nifsel, something happened, it became possible. You can't use that animal, so now you have to sell it and buy a korban with the money. Im rotza yovi b'dom avayel. If you want, you could bring with the money that you got for the keves, you could bring an ayel, even though an ayel is bigger. So there the Rambam also, but he says at least imrotza, if you want. It's not a chila, you have to, but at least that if you want. Here the Rambam doesn't even say if you want. The Rambam says b'di'evet. He doesn't use the word b'di'evet, but he says yotza. So it's even less than that. It's not even that if you want. So according to the Rambam, you're only yetza b'di'evet. And the question is why? If the reason is because you probably meant it, so why can't you bring it to chila? And you should bring it to chila, because that's a better korban. Or if you say it included, so why shouldn't you bring Latchila? Now, maybe the reason why you can't is like the Chinuch says. And the Rebbe is going to show that the reason the Chinuch gives in a different thing does not apply here. There is a korban called Eleviated. Why is it called Eleviated? It's for certain Avedas, four Avedas, that if you did any of these Avedas, you bring a certain korban. It says if you don't have enough money to bring the animal, you're able to bring birds. If you're more poor, you can't even bring birds, you don't have, can't afford it, you bring flour, you bring a korban mincha. Steht in Chinuch, so the Chinuch said, the Sefer HaChinuch says, menegeya v'sinyen, azim ho'oni v'hevi kizba yisiro le'yotzo, idei chavase. If you were poor, and you didn't have to bring the animal, and you did bring the animal, you're not yetze. I don't yetze. The reason is, he says, since the Eibishter made you poor. That means the Eibishter had pity on you and exempt you from bringing an expensive korban. Potter bekach, he pattered you from it. Ain't it bedin, so it's not right. Don't pressure yourself to bring more than you're required to bring. Because the Eibishter made you like this. The Eibishter wants you to bring a small one because he knows that you can't afford it. You're going to try and fight that. Don't do it. So maybe you could apply it here too. That the reason why lechatchila you shouldn't do it, because if you plan to bring a small one, then why should you bring a big one? But the Rebbe says it's not the same. But the Chinuch says by the korban eleviyed doesn't apply here. There it's talking about korban that you have to bring a certain korban you have to bring for a certain avera. What's number one? Chiyav ater olov. The reason you have to bring it because the Torah said you have to do it. So the Eibishter told you to do it, and he told you to bring a small one. So there, obviously, there you better don't bring the big one. The Eibishter doesn't want you to bring one. The Eibishter allowed you not to bring, so don't push against what the Eibishter said. Number two, korban nosher v'oni v'chazayna minim shenim. If you're going to bring another korban, the korban from a higher level, you were able to bring you were poor, you're able to bring the birds. You're going to bring the animals. That's a different kind. Behemoth and aphis are different kinds. These dalidalis, the least one, when the poorest person brings a mincha, but he's asiris aphis salis, all it is a asiris aphis flower. So here, fashteitzach, don't bring the bigger one, the more. The chinuch says, the Eibishter wanted you to get, but that's a different mean. Ashenke ben nit in de daretz of a korben, was is number one kumbech machs nit. But also we're talking a korben that you're not obligated to bring, something that you decided to bring. So where do we see that Debishter wants you to bring a smaller one? You decided to bring a smaller one. And also, retz of a kotten vegodl in the result mean. We're talking about bringing a bigger korben in the same mean, which is not like over there. So b'meile, we can't compare it to what the chinuch says. So the shaila is, so why is it that you shouldn't bring l'chatchila? If you said a small one, why shouldn't you bring l'chatchila a big one, if the two reasons that we said before are true? U'mizeh muvn, so from that we understand what we said before is not true. Av another cotton meant a But we said the first one, that we assumed that when he said cotton, he meant at least a cotton, at least small, but also a big one. That's not true. Same thing, the second one that we said, maybe in the big one is included the small one. So you really actually, if you bring the big one, you actually brought the small one. Is a korban gadol nit nechal a korban katan? It's not part of it. Because it would be one of the two things, or you meant it, or it's part of it, you should be l'chadchila able to do it. And we understand. We have a rule, yesh b'chal masayim oneh, that in 200 includes 100 automatically. So why don't we say it here, and the big one should be included, the small one? We understand, it's very simple. There, physically, it's like that. B'chal masayim, yesh moneh b'metzias. If you have $200, what shot you have 200? You have 100 and more than 100. The 100 is there, b'metzias. Vashenken b'didan, in our case, when there is makir v'asher, is in dem nitoa negil. In the ox, there is no calf. So here it's different. Here you're not necessarily could say in the big one includes the small one. And obviously it doesn't. And in order 36, the Rebbe refers back to order 9, where the Rebbe quoted the Gemara, where it says that if you stole a tleh and it became a ayil, or you stole a calf and it became an ox, that's called a shinui. That's something else. So Bemela, vice truis from all this seems that we do not say that's what a, that in the bigger one is included the small one when it comes to a big carbon and a small carbon. But now back to the question. What is the time for the mdin? Cotton, behavior, godel, yotze. What's the reason that if you promise a small one, you bring a big one, you are yetzawai? We'll understand this by first explaining what the Rambam writes in the heading of Hilchas Nedarim. The Rambam, before every group of halachas, he writes a heading. What the halachas is made of, what's the mitzvah, and then he goes into the dinim. So in Hilchas Nedarim, he writes like this. And the mitzvah of Nedarim is, of vows, is, Sheyishmer Meitzes Vosav Yasek Mishinot, he should keep what his lips give out, what he says, and he should do as he promised. It's too long, it's a double, it's repeating itself. You should keep what your lips say, what that means, do what you said. And then he says, and do what you promised. And Lahoya Derbs, I want to note, Iminyan HaMitzvahs B'reish Sefer Hayat, in the beginning of the whole Sefer, the Rambam, he has a whole list of all the mitzvahs. Besides what he says in the beginning of every group of halachas, he says the mitzvah. He says it as a whole long list. There Zog the Rambam Blaze Eininyan. There the Rambam Taka says one of them. L'kayim Odom Koma Sheitz B'Sfosav Chulu. One word. The mitzvah is that you have to keep whatever you give out from your mouth or give it out from your lips. The Rebbe is going to try to prove that there is this is a, not it's not repeating itself. It's two things. But then you might ask if the two things, the way the Rebbe will explain, if it's two things, why doesn't he say the two things in the beginning? So the Rebbe said, "Kishom inyon v'signei nekitzur nimrus," because they say that the signal, the style of the Rambam is in that list. It's very short. So there he doesn't go into details. But here he says a double lashon, which probably has some meaning. Afal pi das afal lashon akosu, even though this is based on the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Meitzis v'secha tishmer, v'sisa kashet notarta. What comes out of your lips you shall keep, and do as you promised. And, signeinu shel Rambam b'sefer yad, so might exam l'shein ha'saksuvim. The Rambam, his style in the Sefer is to copy wherever he's able to follow the lotion of the Pasuk. So maybe that's the reason why he writes it so long, the two things, to keep what you say, and do as you promised. Yabedeich ha'ksas zogen, it's hard to say that he just follows the lashon of the pasuk and there's no difference, doesn't tell us anything new. It's not so simple to say that. But that makes more sense to say, as it's not just a repeat of the expression, but as I know, there are two dinim by the case of a neder, which are two chiyuvim, two obligations. Number one, shiyishmer mitzvah, from the first part of the pasuk, you have to keep what you say. That's one thing. Base, the second thing it tells you, another Prat, another din, the Yasek Meshanodar, do as you promised, which is in the words Vasis, in the posting, the words are Vasisak Hashanodarta, you shall do as you promised. What are the two things here? They seem to be the same. The Rebbe says, no, Habir, but this is the Pshat. Yad Neder Zan Franz Venyon. Every Neder, every vow has two things. Number one, Dibur Piv, the words from his mouth. Diverte Vosarota Ruzgira, the words that he expressed, the words that he said. Then you have a second thing, the Teich von sein Dibur, the Neder. What did he mean? What were the contents of what he was saying? Then you have the exact words, and then you have the thing behind what he's trying to say. These are the two things in Posek. Number one is Meitzef Esecha, Tishmer. Diverte Vosertaruz Gered. Keep the words that you spoke. Follow, you keep exactly as you said, the words you said. And the second thing, Vasisek Ashen Adarto, Bekayim Zayn Teichanita. You have to keep the contents, the meaning of what's behind, what's in the nether. So you have two things. This could explain the argument between Rebbe and the Rabbonon. By neder kotn, neder kotn vevi godel, if you promise a small one, you bring a big one, whether it's yotzer or leyotzer. If you're yotzer or not, the Rabbonon say yotzer, and the Rebbe says you're not yotzer. Now we'll understand what the argument is. Adosis farbun vimelern them gather achiv and sista kash and adarto. How we learn this pshat in this, what the Pasuk says, you shall do as you promised. As we see, there are two things here. There's one thing is do what you said, and one is what you promised. Rebbe holds, as merechen sich nor mit meitzef sesecha dibur piv. What's important, and the main thing is, the words that he used. The teichen hanedek asher nedarto is mugbul and mugder durchon loshev oseret aruz giret mipiv. The fact that you have to keep your promise is limited, and it's classified by the words that you use. That's what counts. If you keep the words that you used, that is called keeping. That's the main thing. Sheng the Rabbana hold now the rikir is his kashen the darto. The Rabbana hold now the main thing is that it should fulfill the teichen, the meaning of the neder. Mekayim zan teichen a neder to fulfill the meaning the neder. Alpha piva does is nid behesem kol kach mit loshem vaser taruz geret meitzv sasecha. Even though it doesn't really fit exactly to the words that he used. The haste, which means in simple words, der mekayim zan dem neder bediuk leit meitzv sasecha is nid likuva. The Rabbana hold that will fulfill the nether based on the exact words that you knew is not li'kuve. It doesn't hold back. As the Rebbe will say, lechatchila, you should do that. Everyone agrees. Even the Rabbana say, lechatchila, you should keep to the words. But it's not ma'akiv, means it doesn't hold back. If you don't keep to the words, as long as you keep to what the teichon, the meaning of the nether is, that is b'di'evet good. And the Rebbe adds, v'ozla l'shetasayu, and Rebbe and Rabbana would argue in this idea, follow their own opinions in other places. We find in many places in Gemara when there's an argument in Rebbe and the Rabbonon, when it comes to a expression that the Torah says, Erev Chos and the Chachomim said, or even expressions of people. So we find in many places, Rebbe holds that means exactly the Loshon. So the word is what counts. According to the Rabbon, doesn't have to be exactly according to the simple words. As long as it fits to the meaning of what's behind it, it's good enough. And the Rebbe says, like I spoke in other places, so in Order 39, it's worthwhile for people to look up. It's a very interesting sikh in Chelik Zion. And there the Rebbe brings quite a few machlekes in between Rebbe and Rabbon based on this idea that the Rebbe follows the words exactly, and that I want to follow the general idea of what's behind it. So that's concerning the concept of what a neder is. So till now, the Rebbe explained by a neder, the Rambam says there are two things: there is the words, and there is the neder itself, the teichen of the neder. And there's an argument: which one is the main thing? Rebbe holds the main thing is the words, and the Rabbanon hold no, the main thing is the teichen. If you could do the words, that's what you should do lechatchila. But if not, it doesn't matter. The main thing is as long as you do the teichen. We'll go now to our case. Kotman baby godel. If a person says, I'll bring a small one, and he brought a big one. Hareya like kevis baby. For instance, if he said, I'm giving a sheep, and he brought a ram, which is bigger. So we have the machlekes. Here we see what the machlekes is. Rebbe says, you're not yetzer, and the Rabbanan says, you are. It's all based on what we said till now. Bitzad meis vesech, as far as the words coming out of your lips, of your mouth, he said, I'm bringing a kevis. What says, nit keilel anayk? No. A kevis, which is a small one, is not, what he said doesn't mean an aisle. Because we said before, it could mean an aisle, but we came to a conclusion that the two biurim we said before aren't right. So b'meila, it's not included. Not in his kavana, not in the korban. Ober metzadam teichon hanedar. So it's not included in the words. But what the neder means, what does is a neder l'Hashem. What's a neder? He's making a neder to Hashem. V'velchon sidot etzivu kol chel v'Hashem u'mifcha nedrechem. By the korban, a neder to Hashem, the Torah says, it should be the best. And kol chel v'Hashem, the fats should be Hashem, to Hashem, and the best of your nedorim. Nem penon, so we assume, a der teichon nidre is to bring in a korban to Meibushin for Minat Zayin. So we assume that what's the meaning behind this neder? To bring a korban to Hashem from this kind. Cattle. Now Hitaka said keves, and he meant keves. Not like we said before, he didn't mean. He meant like a keves, but that's the chetzayin is superficial inyan that he said and meant. But what's really? What does he really mean? I mean a korban tashem. Dos was at the bepeil gezok befif keves. The reason that he said with his mouth actually sheep is blaiz mitzadam niyat zodis. It's for a side reason. For instance, here's an example. Why did he? Why didn't he make a big one? Not because he cares that he doesn't want a big one. He meant to say keves because he doesn't have enough money to get a big one. Ober der mechuvim from keves is when he said keves. So what's deep down, what he meant deeper than what he said, is minat zayin, min of cattle. That's what he meant mainly. Und der Rebbe, therefore, the das Rebbe as merechen sich normit meitzvesech, according to Rebbe, that we only consider the words is godel b'mokim koton leyotze. If he said koton, small, and you brought a big one, he's not Yetzer. Say neder given a cotton. He's a set cotton. Can then it Yetzer sein nidre durch bringing a korban berachel is another korban. So he can't be Yetzer by bringing a different korban, which he didn't say, which is a godel. Nitve makes the second, not like he said, because according to Rebbe, the main thing is the words. The das rabbonen ober rechne sich bike mit dem teichen nidre. According to Rebbe, we look mainly in what the neder is all about. That's the second half of the posik. Not makes the second, the words that come out, but siso kasher nedarto. You shall make do as you made, as the nether, as you promised. So we have to look, what is the teichon of the promise? And the river, therefore, afapes lechatchila zokmanit, as they'll bring in a godel. Lechatchila, we don't tell you to bring up it, which means an ayel b'mokim keves, a ram instead of a keves. For in vibaldas, omakrom meitzvah secha tishmer, since the Torah did say you should keep your words, therefore lechatchila bring him meitzvah secha. He has to bring as his word said. So the Kasha Rebbe asked before, why can't he do it lechatchila? Because according to the other biyurim taki, he should be able to do chatchila. But now, no, chatchila not, because the Torah did say, keep your words. Obe b'shas, as hevi godler gebracht anayil. But the chatchila taki, you have to follow the words. B'dievet, if he didn't follow the exact words, but he brought anayil, is a mekayim basisa kasin letarto. So he is mekayim, the main part, which is doing what the neder is. And he's b'meila mekayim, the mitzvah sateira. So he's mekayim, the words of the Torah. The Torah says the sitchikashan, and that's the main thing. Well, their prat for mitzvah sechatishmer is neatly kuvah, because that detail, according to the Rabbanan, that you have to keep the words, that's not ma'akiv, that doesn't have to be. Chatilah should do it, but it doesn't have to be. So now we understand the machlekes. Yeshloham tik psak Rambam kisveras Rabbanan ubehegdom. Now, there's, I could even make even gishmakir. Hamtik means make gishmakir, make it more clear, more, like, with more, I don't know, taste, that's what it means. More sweet to what the Rama holds, that he holds like the Rabbanan. Another point adding why the Rabbanan hold and Bemele were Masbe, what the Rambam holds, that you are Yates. If you set cotton and you bring a godel, you're Yates. Why? The Rebbe explained like this. By the mitzvah says she played with the Rambam zokt. But it comes to the mitzvah that the Rambam says she yikadim oyim nidrei, that the person should mekayim his neder. So the Rambam says like this. When a person makes a neder, a vow, he has to keep it. And the Rambam adds, Bein shoyim nidre iser, Bein shoyim nidre hegdish. Whether there's two types in the Torah. Nidre iser means a person makes a neder, a vow, to make something forbidden to himself. For instance, a person, for whatever reason, he says, I make a neder, I'm not going to eat an apple, or whatever. That's called nidre iser. The neder, and he has to keep it. The Torah says, whatever neder you made, you got to keep it. That's nidre iser. But then there's nidre hegdish. Nidre hegdish means that you make a neder that you're going to bring a korban. You're going to do something for the Bisamigdosh, or something holy. So when the Rambam talks about that, bring the Rambam two psukim. The Rambam brings two psukim. Shneamar meitzev secha tishmer v'asisik ashen nedar. The one pasuk where it says in Parsha Kesetze that what comes out of your lips you shall keep and you shall do as you promised. And neamar another pasuk from Parsha Mates k'chol ha'yetzev mipiv yaseh. It says whatever comes out of your mouth you bring, you should do. The chilek tzvishin the two psukim. The difference between these psukim is like this: meitzev secha tishmer v'asisik ashen nedar. That first pasuk we said, what comes out of your lips you shall keep and you shall do as you promised. That's talking about a neder that you make for Hegdish, for a korban. Ma'ashenken kechol ha'yetzim p'pivyasa, but the other pasuk, which says whatever comes out of your mouth, you shall do retveg nidriser. That's not talking about, that's talking about nidriser. You push it, look in the Rebbe in order 46 says, look in the parshas. Parshas mates is not talking about karbonis. It's talking about by making whatever neder you make, anything you take upon yourself, an iser, you got to keep. And in parshas Tetz, it's talking about a korban. We see in the Rambam as a minyan mitzvahs breach sefer yad. When it comes to mitzvahs in the beginning of the sefer, for bring northern posik mitzvahs sacha tishmer. When he only brings, as we said before, the first part of the posik, that whatever the first posik brings, whatever your mouth, your lips say, you have to keep. Zokter as the mitzvah is lakayim modern kom ashiyetsa misposof mikorb ebitzdoke. When he brings that posik, he says that you have to keep whatever you say, whether it's a korban or tzedakah or things like that. When they're mounting nidre iser, there when he brings that posik, he doesn't mention nidre iser. He doesn't mention a neder that just you aser upon yourself. So the Rebbe says here, well, pia now, and based on what he said before, so what we said before in Sivov is moving the chiluk b'loshen apsukim. We understand the difference. By mitzvah sasecha tishmer, by nidre isur, shteit nor kal yetzim pivyase. By nidre isur, you only quote a posik, whatever you say you have to do. Meshenke by nidre hegde shteit, zwei protim. By nidre hegde has two things. Mitzvah sasecha tishmer, whatever comes out your lips you have to keep, or sisek ashen nedarto, and keep and do what you promised. Why is this? Ter chilek zvish nidre isur and nidre hegde is the difference between making a neder of isur, ask for something on yourself, and a neder that you make a korban is a difference. Very simple. By neder iser shaft sich der teichon iser in ganzem zadim dibur odem. The iser that comes because of your neder is completely because of you. Lule is ein dibur in token iser. If you wouldn't say anything, it would be no iser. The far is by neder iser faram blaze ein din ein chiyuv. By when you make a neder to make something, also there is only one din. What's the din? Kechola yaitze bepivyase. Whatever you said, you gotta do. Vibaldas dibur shaft dem iser. Since what you said makes something also, you gotta keep it. There's nothing but you. You got to keep it because of yourself, because you made a nether, and Torah says, whatever nether you made, you got to keep. When you make a nether of karbonas, for instance, ipulas a nether nor de chaleis. What the nether does, it makes it happen, but the object that becomes holy, why do you have to, like he promised the korban, why do you have to bring the korban? Because there's a din, you have to bring that korban. The says that means, there's a chiv of Torah, if that when there's a chiv, that when you there's a when there's an obligation to bring a korban, you have to bring a korban. What made your obligation? When you promised. But after you promised, what do you have to do? You have to have a chiv shal korban l'Hashem, or the shal zaka kitzv zeh. If you said, I'll bring a korban, now there is already a din that you have to bring a korban to Hashem. By isur, it's only one thing. You got to do what you said. Here, Avad, it starts off with what you said, but after you said it, now, so it geschaffen, the Rebbe says, it brought a chaleis, it makes it, so what you said brings that what you said is chal, and what's chal? Chal means it takes place. Now there's a korban involved. So now you have to bring the korban. So it's a korban l'Hashem. Or if it's doke, it's doke that you do as a mitzvah. So now it has its own thing. I spoke once at length, but the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Nedarim, it says like this, if you make anyone who makes a neder like he builds like a private mizbeach, which you shouldn't. And if you did make a neder, you shouldn't have. But if you did make a neder, mitzvah nidre, the mitzvah is to nullify, go to Bezna or to Chochem, to nullify your neder, you shouldn't have a stumbling block. If you have a neder and if you don't nullify it, and you made a neder not to eat something, for instance, you might come forget and you might eat. Better to nullify the neder. But the medvar ma'murim b'nidre iser. That's only when the neder of iser. Avol nidre hegdesh mitzvah l'kaimun. If you make a neder for hegdesh, then paket, don't nullify it. Keep it. V'le'yish el aleim. Don't go ask. Don't go to try to get it off. Ela medeichek, unless you must. Shenemer, it says, nedor el Hashem ha'shalom. I will pay my nedorim to Hashem. That's what the Rambam said. So the Rebbe says, he once explained, and that's in L'kut Yisichas Chayit Chavtes, as you see in Order 47. So the Rebbe explains there, by nidre hegdesh, when you make a neder of hegdish, hotzich al day nidre geshaf nit nor achaleis chiv shel neder, nor achaleis chiv shel betera. When you make a neder of hegdish, now what happens here? Now, there's not only that you have to keep because there's a din neder that you made a neder, you have to keep your neder. Now you have to bring the korban. Now it became a din of korban, shel korban, or the tzedakah mitzvah. What you made, but when you make a neder shalisa, I'm not going to eat the food. So it's something only on me that I have to keep it. It didn't change the object. But if you make a neder to bring a korban, now there is a chaleis that there is a din korban. Now you have to make a korban. The far lay shalem, that's why you shouldn't ask, you shouldn't try to nullify it. So this all fits to what the Rebbe said before, that by nidre isur, there's nothing but you. You made a nether, you have to keep. By nidre hegdish, this made that now you have to do it al sachiyuv misadat epishter. The other one is only a din nether. Not eating the meat, the apple that you made, there's no din. The epishter doesn't care if you eat the apple or not. It's because you made a nether. But if you made another korban, now you have to keep it as a korban. Now there's a chiyuv korban. When the far is by nidre hegdish faran lepsak Rambam kedas rabbanon echadin fasisik asher nedarta. That's why when it comes to nidre hegdish, the Rambam also quotes the posik vasisik asher nedarta, which means amis mekayim dem neder eib noras hatzichuzgi for the teichon amchuv na neder, that you fulfill the neder as long as the teichon of the neder, as we said before, the part of the posik vasisik asher nedarta, the first part meitzvach tishmer. Is a part that you have to keep your words. But siso kasha nedarto is the teichon of the neder. So now we understand. So, and this is a posik specifically written by Negei Nidri Hegdish, because by Nidri Hegdish, the teichon is what's important. That this is a korban Lashem or tzedakah. I feel about this is nid ginoy kifi meitzvah secha, even if it's not exactly like you said. So by Nidri Iser, which is korbanis, there the main thing is the teichon. And that's why you bring the post discussion of Darta, which that brings out that you have to keep the Teichon. But going, so that's an extra word to why the Rama Paskin that you're Yetzer. And the reason we said, why does Rama Paskin, if you set cotton and you bring a godel, you're Yetzer? So we said the reason is because we're looking not at the words that you said, but the Teichon fits to what we're saying now. That by Nidre Issa, we see in the Rambam, he calls that part of the post, which is the Teichon, because Nidre Issa, the Teichon counts. So as long as you bring it, you said you're going to bring a korban. And even though you said kevers and you meant kevers, and it's not included in the big one, but klolas the teichon is any type of korban. The chatchila should be the one you said. That's why the chatchila you can't bring the big one, but the yevid if you brought the big one is also because it's included, not included in what you meant, but it's included in the concept of your neder. The bir b'zeh b'pnimis enyonim, the explanation in the way it's al pipnimis and deeper pshat. So you do as a korban is maloshim kiruv. We know korban is from the word kiruv, means closeness. The teichnin in a korbanus is what's the meaning of korbanus? Posek says odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'ashem. Lavaya. The posek says if a person will be makriv amongst you a korban. Now chsidus taiches, the Alter Rebbe said, and the Rebbe puts in the word odom ki yakriv. If a person wants to get close. Mikem, you need tzorech lias, you have to bring a korban from yourself. The main thing of a korban is not the animal, the main thing of a korban is that you get yourself closer to the Eibishter. Those for the Eid vet neskarev zum Eibishter, that the fact that the Eid gets closer to the Eibishter, is mekarev umakrev zan yekeches v'chuchim zum Eibishter. He's closer and his makrev sacrifices, his attributes, and his senses, to everything to Hashem. Und das ist der Chiluk zwischen Korbanus und anderen Mitzvah. This is also a difference between Korbanus, it's a mitzvah. But Korbanus is something different than other mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are an every Megidim Protim. Mitzvahs are specific limbs and specific arteries. We know the Mach Mitzvah says the Keneged the Mach Eberim, the 248 positive mitzvahs are Keneged, the 248 limbs of a person. Shasa, Shin Samachay, 365 mitzvahs, less the negative mitzvahs are Keneged, Shasa Gidim, Keneged, parallel to the 365 veins, arteries, whatever it is. With yeder mitzvah, every mitzvah that you do, you get connected to Hashem. Mitzvah is meloshen tzavse v'chibur. Mitzvah comes from the word connection. So every mitzvah you do, farbint men bifrat dem eiver or degit proti mit dem eivishn. So whatever mitzvah is connected to this, whatever part of the body is connected to this mitzvah, so you connect that part of the body. So the Rebbe is in the order of 54. Besides that, you connect generally to the Eibishter. But the main thing is, it's specific part of a person gets connected to the Eibishter. By mitzvah sasa, it's the limbs, and by mitzvah slesa, it's the arteries. The ring of the karbonis is teichne. What's the teichne of karbonis? For the id gitzachavek in ganzen, vet kulin is karat zum Eibishter. Korb means a general thing. He's giving himself up to Hashem. That's what karbonis are. Das ist mutgesch, eich leit mbira ramban in dem tam von karbonis, was takonis eim chaper. You see that it's hinted or stressed in the Ramban's explanation when he gives a reason why if you bring a korban, it forgives you. Person did an aveda, he just take an animal, bring them his bayach, a korban, he forgives you. Why? So this is what the Ramban says. Shayach shebe odom, a person has to whole think. Basay se kol eila, when you do all the things with the korban, kichotel leko begufa benafshe. He has to realize he sinned to Hashem with his body and with his soul. For royal she shofich domes, so really deserves that his blood should be spilled. But yesorev gufe, his body should be burned. Lule chesed abere, if not for Hashem's kindness, shalokach manetmura, the Ebrish that took an exchange. Dome da korban tachas dome, the blood of the korban instead of his blood. Nefesh tachas nefesh, the life of the korban instead of his nefesh. That means that korban is memokim gufa benafsho. So every korban is in place of his whole body. Means he's bringing connected to his whole body and his whole nefesh. But in dem gitter ibe zayn ganzen gufa nefesh l'Hashem, because the korban represents you give yourself over completely, not in detail. That's number one. Zay sveid, even more than that. The main thing of kabbonis is that brings you to, you have to do tshuva when you bring a korban. As it's understood from the Ramban, that you have to think that you did an abeira and you want a kapora, so you're doing tshuva. But tshuva is a ma'ala makola mitzvahs. Tshuva is higher than all the mitzvahs. When the Rebbe Vernal the tshuva nismal al abgomim was einen geboren durch the aveiras v'heder kima mitzvah sese. How could tshuva forgive if you do an aveira, whether you don't do a mitzvah sese or you miss a do a mitzvah sese, and there is some gam, some blemish in the neshama. There's some hole there, some void. How do you forgive it and fill up the void? Through tshuva. That means that tshuva is higher than all the mitzvahs. So tshuva is, even though it happens to be one of the specific mitzvahs, but the teichon of tshuva is a general idea of the person doing tshuva to Hashem, which fits to what the Ramban said, that it's the general person. Fits to what the Rebbe said before, that the korban is your general giving yourself over to Hashem. Yeshleima, so you could say the Rebbe says, Hados Eich Einer, from the time it was Parshas HaKabonis, Heip Sechomit Kabonis HaBoim, and then the Tobit. This explains also a different thing. Why the whole Parsha of Kabonis and Parsha of Ayikra starts with Kabonis that a person donates, whether it's a Neder and the Dovin donates. The Rashi Zog Gleich Meschos HaParsha, Rashi Zog right in the beginning, the Kabonis Nedova Dibre Inyan, that this Inyan in the beginning of the Parsha talks about Kabonis Nedova that you donate. When Ash the Noch is the Tera Mamsha Bekorum Chatos Oshem Kabonis Chayven. After that, the Tera talks about a Chatos and Oshem, which a Kabonis that certain situations you must bring it. Wouldn't it make sense the opposite? First, you talk about what you must do. Then you say that other things you don't have to do, but you can do. Why does it start with Kabonis that you want to give to donate? So the Rebbe says, while the Inyan in Kabonis is was like the Zevet Eitan Skad of Kuril Hashem. What's the Inyan of Kabonis? That you, like we said before, you can. You bring yourself closer completely to Hashem. That concept is expressed not as much in karbonas that you have to bring, like karbonas that you give because you want to. Because it's not so much in karbonas chayvim, it's adem vasis achayv, you're bringing it because you have to, you're an obligation. Herzich niton in them beikedem kiim tzivi Hashem to bring an achatos of the roshem of achet keitzebezer. Herzich on beiked, I said nit. What do we feel when you bring a korban chatos? The Eibishter told you must. So what do you do it? Why? So beikir is the Eibishter told me to do it. So I'm doing it. That's what you feel. But where do you feel that you're doing it because you want to give yourself over? Where do you feel it? In karbonas nedove. That's why it starts with nedove. That's the introduction to the concept of karbonas. This will explain also another deeper pshat. And if you promise a small one, you bring a big one, you are yetz. Why? When a person donates a korban, as we explained, it's not because he wants to fulfill a certain specific mitzvah. The mitzvah that you have to keep, whatever you say, that's not why. Nor kanal derinyan akloli from makrav zayin zich in ganz navegem zich tzmei bishnu. We assume that's what he means. He wants to give himself completely over to Hashem. Beloshe razal like the Chazal said, benegeitz meloshe nefes v'shtei b'korb mincha shal nedova. When it says he bring a korb mincha, someone donates a mincha, it says nefesh, if a nefesh will do it. So why does it say the word nefesh? Other places, if a person will, because Omer HaKadosh Baruch, midar ke lehove mincha oni, ma'ilani olav ke likar of nafshe lefonai. Who brings a mincha? A very cheap korb, a poor man. When a poor man brings it, I consider it as if he gave his nefesh. So right away from here, we see that we connect nefesh to that when you bring a korban, you're giving over your nefesh. But the Rebbe adds, Yeshleimer, Adei Sofer, Maila Niolav, Izlmal Yusuf. No more we say, he's giving a small korban, which is a chasadin. Nevertheless, the Ebesha says, since he doesn't have any more money, he's giving up his nefesh. Rebbe says, no, when the Pasuk, when the Gemara says, I consider it as if he's giving his nephew, it means a paket a mile. I consider it means the Eibushter makes it. As I wrote in them, Eicha nasin eskeich mamayla. That the fact that he's giving his nefesh is by a korb mincha, the Eibush, I consider it as nefesh. In other words, I help him. Hashem gives him an extra push to give up his nefesh. Zayin hikrim nafsh is nochmer bi esken zayim zatkeich mamayla. That when he gives up his nefesh to a korb mincha, I'm pushing it more that it could be more than what he could do himself. As kum tzuvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'il olav, the Eibushter even adds to it, that's even a higher madrega. But Mele, since we're saying that by a korban a person gives away his nefesh, is the key from the mitzvah protis do verte nichlel and the mitzvah klolis. So when you do this mitzvah of neder, which is a mitzvah, a specific mitzvah, is included in the general mitzvah, the saf sechibre kloli from the midden. In the connection, every mitzvah is a connection, but every mitzvah is a connection in individual things. But here by korban, in addition to the mitzvah, which is a connection, you have the general connection of a yid. From the meat. Now, they need us, a carbonus, a carbonus, but by bringing the carbonus, and you connect yourself to the neighbor's there. And the neighbor is done, they gave a beaker, a techmin, and clothing. That's why by carbonus, when you make another carbon, what counts more is the general idea. Das was der Ried gibt sich weg in Ganzen, bei Meile wird er in das Karab Hashem lagam, he gives himself over completely. And that fits even deeper in than what we said before. We said before, but why is he Yetzer? Because the Rabbanan don't look at the words, they look at the Teichon, and the Teichon Kloli is because the Teichon Kloli that he wants to give himself to Hashem. So now the Rebbe says, even deeper, that's the whole concept of a Korban. Whole concept of a Korban, give yourself over completely. Or Mele, give yourself over completely. So we look at the Teichon of what you're doing. The Teichon of what you're doing includes anyone, whether it's, even if it's a bigger one, you are Yetzer. Why? Because the Pale Mamish, this is what really is included, not in what you had in mind, included in the concept of being makir v'korb. The Rebbe said, based on this, I could explain another point. We use the lashon cotton and godel, that he promised a cotton, a small one, he's giving a godel. Now, yiruchnis sinyon, what it means. But when you start your service of Hashem, you're small, you're in the low madreig. The balda barados is favon mitinyon akabonis, but you're starting to serve Hashem through korbonis, and korban, we said before, means you're giving over your whole nefesh to Hashem. Umakrev zayin zich, you give over yourself. It is farbunden mit kiriv korban de kuli godel. Godel is bigger. Godel means, in other words, he's using the word godel as the whole concept, the whole general idea of the korban. That's called godel. So you start off with a cotton, but what happens? Because you're doing it for a korban, you're talking a loma madrege, but you get connected to the godel. Al derech hamavoyin de shayches vishin yira tato kabbalah selim diira ilo. It says in Chassidus, the connection. There are two levels of yira. Yira shemayim, yira being afraid of Hashem. Now there's a lower level, and there's a higher level. But it says in Chassidus that they're connected. The nekuda is the same. Yira has one nekuda that you have kabbalah selim of Devishter. That itself could be in higher and lower, but the nekuda is whatever is there on the higher level of yira. Yira Yiloh, the higher level, is there already in a certain way in the lower one. So here also, when you start off your Aveda of Karbonis, you're donating a Korban, you're getting a Kotan, because you're a Kotan. But this is going towards the becoming a Godel, which means to the general Kabbalah sale that you have. And the Rebbe, a heavy Godel. Therefore, the Rebbe says, the Loshen is you promise the Kotan and you bring a Godel. So the Rebbe teaches you bring a Godel means it brings you to become a Godel. It brings you to be close to Hashem in the godly way, which means in the general big way. And in a revealed way, and with all your keiches, you become completely close to Hashem. By us getting involved in learning the dinim of karbonis, the Gemara says it's like as if you brought your korban. If you learn about korbanos and you talk about korbanos, it's like you brought the korban. And it says also in Gemara, Talmid Chachamim Eiskim Hilchas Aveid Ma'ilan Ne'aleim Akosef Kilo Nivne Migdash Benimayim. The Gemara says that Talmid Chachamim learned the halachas of the Aveid in the Beis Hamikdash. The Eibeshter considers it as if the Beis Hamikdash was built in their time. And I guess the Rebbe stresses the words Ma'ilan Ne'aleim, similar to what he said before, when he gave the oni with the mincha. That means there's a special nesines keich b'mayla, that it's as if you have the Beis Hamikdash built. And from them ki'ilu, says that's as if the Beis Hamikdash was built, that the nivna migdash mepeil, the Beis Hamikdash is actually built. This will bring the building of the Beis Hamikdash mepeil, the bias Mashiach tzedkenu, coming of Mashiach, the shom, and there comes the next, but it says, hevi hikrif korban, You bring a korban, you build a Beis HaMikdash, and after you build a Beis HaMikdash, you bring a korban bepeil. So it goes as the Gemara says, it's like you build a Beis HaMikdash, then it's actually built, then you actually bring a korban. And like it says, Nakriv Fanecha, the Yesedim is a Nakriv Fanecha, Gemitzra Tzanecha, goes even more, not just we'll bring a korban. We say in davening that when Mashiach will come and build have the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, we will be Makriv for you like the Mitzra Tzanecha. So it says in Chassidus, so it says that means to say that when Mashiach will come, then the korbanos will be kemitzvah zeritzenecha. Then is the real will of Hashem, the real concept of korbanos is them, which means it's a higher madrege than korbanos that he brought till now. So we'll be zeicha through our getting involved in korbanos, be zeicha to reach that madrege that'll be bebeis hamikdash hashlishi, through bebeis hamikdash yibonu bemeir beyimei mamish, which will be built very, very soon in our times.